Праздники.
Holidays.
Американские праздники очень интересные, но они сильно отличаются от русских обычаев.
American holidays are very interesting, but they are very different from Russian customs. Of course, New Year's Eve is an international holiday, and in New York, many people go to Times Square, in the center of New York, a little before midnight. When the big clock strikes midnight, people kiss each other, and they wish everyone a Happy New Year.
Also, Easter is very interesting. Everyone goes out, or they have a family reunion at home. Many people prefer to see the famous Easter parade along Fifth Avenue.
They say it is a very colorful parade because many women wear very attractive hats.
Another famous American holiday is the 4th of July, when people celebrate the American independence of 1776. On this day, there is no work, and everyone has a picnic or barbecue, and then they watch fireworks.
Many even believe that the national holiday in the United States is Super Bowl Sunday, the last Sunday in January. The two best football teams play a game. The winner is the champion for the year.
But I feel like celebrating Thanksgiving.
Of course, because you are always hungry.
Слушайте и повторяйте. Праздники.
Holidays.
Обычаи.
Customs.
Новый год.
New Year's.
Полночь.
Midnight.
Целовать.
To kiss.
С Новым годом.
Happy New Year.
Пасха.
Easter.
Парад.
Parade.
The 4th of July.
A barbecue.
Fireworks.
The Super Bowl.
Thanksgiving.
Слушайте и повторяйте.
I. Me.
You. You.
He. Him.
She. Her.
It. It.
We. Us.
You. You.
They. Them.
They look at us.
I see her.
We love them.
The policeman catches me.
They look for them.
We take him to the party.
I need them.
They wait for us.
My father does not understand me.
They don't understand him.
Урок номер 13. Спорт.
Lesson number 13. Sports.
Ходить в походы и бегать.
Hiking, running, and jogging.
Ирина в хорошей форме. Она каждое утро бегает. Иногда с ней бегают муж и дети. Сегодня утром к ней подходит корреспондент, который пишет статью о спорте.
Mrs. Ivanova?
Yes, that's me.
I am Peter Maloney for Sports Illustrated magazine.
Do you want an interview?
Exactly.
About what?
Can you talk a little about your life as an athlete? About jogging and hiking through the countryside?
Of course, if you have enough energy to run 5 miles more.
I want to write an article about you.
I play many sports. I jog and take walks through the country and through parks. I also ride a bike, and I know how to swim very well. I am the perfect athlete. Many others only jog. I don't. Running is good for your health, and it doesn't cost much money. A person buys a pair of running shoes and a jogging suit, and that's it.
Do you take hikes through the countryside?
Yes, and also in the mountains.
And what does a person need for this sport?
A backpack, comfortable boots, and especially a pair of strong legs. Also, it is good to take a sleeping bag, a canteen, and some cooking utensils.
Mrs. Ivanova, aren't you very tired? You are very healthy. How old are you?
I am 98 years old.
What? I don't believe it.
Слушайте и повторяйте. Журнал.
A magazine.
Интервью.
An interview.
О чем?
About what?
Жизнь.
Life.
Деревня.
The country.
Я бегаю.
I jog.
Я езжу на велосипеде.
I ride a bike.
Я умею плавать.
I know how to swim.
Для вашего здоровья.
For your health.
Походы.
Hikes.
Горы.
Mountains.
Рюкзак.
A backpack.
Крепкие ноги.
Strong legs.
Спальный мешок.
A sleeping bag.
Сколько вам лет?
How old are you?
Мне 98 лет.
I am 98 years old.
Mountain climbing.
A backpack.
A sleeping bag.
A canteen.
Cooking utensils.
На велосипеде и плавание.
Bicycling and swimming.
Интервью продолжается с госпожой Ивановой.
And riding a bike is another one of your hobbies?
I am not a cyclist, but there are many American cyclists. If a person doesn't have a car, or if he has one but doesn't have enough money to buy gas, a bike is a good means of transportation. In the big cities, people who ride bikes or motorbikes travel easily through the traffic. On the hills, you have to push a bike, but not a motorbike.
A very sharp observation.
But there is too much pollution because of the traffic in the big cities. No, motorbikes are a bad means of transportation, and swimming is more healthy. Swimming is a sport that costs very little. You buy bathing trunks. Personally, I wear a bathing suit and goggles, and that's it. Some swimmers only know the breaststroke. Others use the crawl. Frankly, I am a master at the backstroke.
What a great athlete!
I think so. As you can see, I am wearing a gold medal on my bathing suit. It means that I can swim for 30 minutes under the water without breathing.
Mrs. Ivanova, you are a great athlete and a great woman.
I am also a great singer.
Слушайте и повторяйте. Велосипед.
A bicycle.
Плавание.
Swimming.
Хобби.
A hobby.
Вид транспорта.
Transportation.
Мопед.
A motorbike.
Загрязнение.
Pollution.
Плавки.
Bathing trunks.
Лично.
Personally.
Купальник.
A bathing suit.
Откровенно.
Frankly.
Я так думаю.
I think so.
Смотрите на картины и повторяйте слова.
to push.
Goggles.
Bathing trunks.
To swim.
Breaststroke.
Crawl.
Backstroke.
Вы мне дадите?
Will you give me?
Читайте грамматику и слушайте предложения.
They give him a check.
The boss sends a letter to them.
I show her the picture.
We tell them the truth.
They return our suitcases to us.
Слушайте и повторяйте.
They sell me a newspaper.
The bellboy returns the suitcases to them.
I give him the baggage check.
She speaks to us.
Her family writes to her.
Her son doesn't tell you or them the truth.
The boss pays us the money.
The boss speaks to me.
His father reads you the article.
The passenger tells me the time.
Давайте закажем обед.
Let's order some food.
Урок номер 14. Завтрак, ланч, обед, ужин.
Lesson number 14. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, supper.
В русском языке отличаются формы «мне нравится» и «я люблю». В английском языке тоже есть два глагола «like» и «love». Но слово «love» в английском часто употребляется для подчеркивания сильного чувства, даже когда говорят о мороженом. «I like» и «love» употребляются с инфинитивом. Слушайте и повторяйте следующие примеры.
John likes Mary. But Mary loves John.
They both like to sit in cafes. And love to eat ice cream.
I like to watch TV in the evening.
I love to read Russian novels.
I like ice cream.
I don't like vegetables.
You like carrots.
She likes pretty dresses.
He likes baseball.
We like the teacher.
They like the professors.
I like planes.
He likes parties.
You like swimming.
They like museums.
She likes to run.
We like Peter.
Повелительное наклонение.
Giving orders.
Повелительное наклонение в английском образуется с инфинитивом глагола без личного местоимения. Глагол «сказуемое» обычно находится в начале предложения. Слушайте и повторяйте.
Be careful.
Speak more slowly, please.
Bring me some bacon and eggs, please.
Завтрак.
Breakfast.
На завтрак в ресторане американцы любят полный и плотный завтрак. Джус, сок апельсиновый, bacon or sausages and eggs, бекон или сосиски и яйца, potatoes, картошка, cereal, bread or rolls, каша, cornflakes, хлеб или булочки, pancakes, блины, waffles, горячие вафли. Но если вы спешите, можно просто заказать toast and coffee, жареный хлеб и кофе. Теперь послушайте наш разговор о завтраке.
Breakfast. An inexpensive restaurant.
When do you like to have breakfast?
At 8 o'clock.
I prefer to have breakfast at 7:45.
Do you like coffee with milk or black coffee?
I don't like coffee. I prefer tea. My mother always serves it.
Do you have jam and butter with your toast?
Neither one. I don't like toast. My family serves sweet rolls.
And orange juice? Do you like it?
No, I don't like it. I prefer to have tomato juice.
Darn it! How are we going to travel together?
Теперь слушайте и повторяйте. Завтракать.
To have breakfast.
Кофе с молоком.
Coffee with milk.
Черный кофе.
Black coffee.
Я предпочитаю чай.
I prefer tea.
Вам нравится?
Do you like it?
Черт возьми.
Darn it.
Недорогой ресторан.
An inexpensive restaurant.
Кофе со сливками.
Coffee with cream.
Кофе с молоком.
Coffee with milk.
Чай.
Tea.
Джем, варенье.
Jam.
Масло.
Butter.
Жареный хлеб.
Toast.
Апельсиновый сок.
Orange juice.
Сладкие булочки.
Sweet rolls.
Томатный сок.
Tomato juice.
Слушайте и повторяйте новые слова.
The table.
Salt and pepper.
The saucer.
The glass.
The cup.
The wine glass.
Sugar.
The napkin.
The knife.
The teaspoon.
The fork.
The plate.
The dish.
Обед.
Dinner.
Обедаем мы со всеми блюдами в ресторане обычно вечером или по праздникам, или выходным дням. Обратите внимание на порядок английского, американского обеда. Что на обед? Слушайте и повторяйте. Закуски.
Appetizers.
Суп.
Soup.
Салат.
Salad.
Овощи.
Vegetables.
Рыба.
Fish.
Мясо.
Meat.
Главное блюдо.
Main course.
Сладкое.
Dessert.
Что мы будем пить?
What do they have to drink?
Мягкие напитки.
Soft drinks.
Вода.
Water.
Молоко.
Milk.
Кофе.
Coffee.
Чай.
Tea.
Пиво.
Beer.
Вино.
Wine.
Коктейль.
A cocktail.
Lunch.
Lunch. In the United States, lunch is usually served between 12 and 2 p.m. Americans often have dinner at about 5:30 or 6 o'clock. But many tourists are not hungry at that time. Are you hungry before 7 o'clock? Do you like to have dinner early? Is it possible to have a snack in the afternoon? If you are hungry, you can have coffee and a piece of pie. Generally, dinner is the most important meal because people don't go home for lunch, and they have to work after lunch. A heavy meal would make them sleepy. Dinner is usually soup, salad, fish, meat, or pasta, and dessert. If you are thirsty, you can have a soda.
Урок номер 15. Рестораны и чаевые.
Lesson number 15. Restaurants and tipping.
Приносить, брать или уносить.
To bring and to take.
Слушайте и повторяйте.
Waiter, please bring me a cup of coffee.
Miss, you may take my plate away.
Послушайте наш разговор в ресторане. Иван и Борис решили пообедать в хорошем нью-йоркском ресторане. Метрдотель посадил их за стол, и к ним подходит молодой официант с меню. Они заказывают обед.
Gentlemen, what would you like to order? Our specialty is roast chicken. Would you please bring us an appetizer first? Deviled eggs, no fish, and then two noodle soups.
Then we will have two lettuce and tomato salads. And will you please bring a little bit of bread?
I will bring the bread and also vinegar and oil for the salads right away.
Can you bring two orders of green beans? Then I will have baked trout.
For me, only meat. Half a roast chicken with rice.
I will also have a veal chop with French fries. And please also bring a bottle of the house red wine.
And for dessert, apple pie, ice cream, cake? We don't like sweets. We would like a little bit of cheese. And later, bring two coffees and two brandies.
Слушайте и повторяйте. Что вы будете заказывать?
What would you like to order?
Фирменное блюдо.
Our specialty.
Я принесу.
I will bring.
Сейчас.
Right away.
Стручковая фасоль.
Green beans.
Печеная форель.
Baked trout.
Красное вино.
Red wine.
На сладкое.
For dessert.
Мороженое.
Ice cream.
Потом.
Later.
Слушайте и повторяйте новые слова. Жареная курица.
Roast chicken.
Рыба.
Fish.
Фаршированные яйца.
Deviled eggs.
Суп с лапшой.
Noodle soup.
Салат из зеленого салата и помидоров.
Lettuce and tomato salad.
Хлеб.
Bread.
Масло и уксус.
Oil and vinegar.
Рыба.
Fish.
Бифштекс.
Sirloin steak.
Картофель фри.
French fries.
Виноград.
Grapes.
Сыр.
Cheese.
Коньяк.
Brandy.
Как вы чувствуете себя?
How do you feel? Sometimes you feel fine, but unfortunately, sometimes you feel sick. In English, you can say either, I feel fine or well, or I am fine. These expressions are not exactly the same in English as in Russian. If you ever eat too much when you are in a restaurant, you may want to go to the restroom.
On the doors of the restrooms, there will be signs saying men or gentlemen and women or ladies.
Слушайте и повторяйте слова, которые нужны в ресторане.
Appetizers.
Shrimp cocktail.
Meatballs.
Soups.
Vegetable soup.
Noodle soup.
Salads.
Tossed salad.
Potato salad.
Vegetables.
Asparagus.
Spinach.
Fish.
Clams.
Shrimp.
Meat.
Pork chops.
Lamb chops.
Dessert.
An orange.
Rice pudding.
Drinks.
Mineral water.
Red wine.
Слушайте наш короткий текст.
Restaurant meals. Many restaurants and cafeterias serve a daily special that is cheaper than other selections. This is good for the tourists who don't want to spend too much money. In the United States, there are very popular fast food and fast service restaurants. If you miss your borscht and kasha, you can have a hamburger with French fries. It is inexpensive and very good. Really, when you travel, it is better to try out the food of the country. You will be surprised by all the delicious dishes you will find in any restaurant. Also, you can have an espresso in most of them. In any case, this will not be a problem in New York, Chicago, or any big city, because there are all kinds of ethnic restaurants, and Chinese, Italian, and Russian restaurants are among the most popular. When you pay the bill, you should give a 15 to 20% tip.
Сколько?
How much? How many?
Слушайте и повторяйте.
Some. Any. More. Less.
I would like some beans.
He does not want any potatoes.
Please bring us more coffee.
I like less salt in my food.
В магазине.
At the store.
Урок номер 16. Одежда, размеры и основные цвета.
Lesson number 16. Clothing, sizes, and basic colors.
В любом магазине вы, наверное, хотите посмотреть и иногда примерить одежду. Обратите внимание на следующие слова и выражения. Слушайте и повторяйте формы глаголов.
I put on my hat. We put on our hats. You put on your hat. He puts on his hat. She puts on her hat. They put on their hats.
I take off my hat. We take off our hats. You take off your hat. He takes off his hat. She takes off her hat. They take off their hats.
Слушайте и повторяйте.
Socks.
Overcoat.
Shirt.
Handkerchief.
Tie.
Shorts.
Pants.
T-shirt.
Sweater.
Cap.
Umbrella.
Suit.
Raincoat.
Gloves.
Jacket.
Boots.
Belt.
Hat.
Бедный турист. Чемодан потерялся, и ему надо купить основные предметы одежды. Послушайте.
Can I help you, sir?
My luggage has been lost, and I need new clothes. I need underwear, t-shirts, a white shirt, and a black tie.
And a new suit, too?
Yes. Can you please show me a suit? I wear size 34.
At this time, I don't have a suit in your size. Can I show you a jacket and pants?
Okay. Where can I try on the pants?
Павел их примерил, и он доволен, хотя они велики.
They fit you perfectly. Now all you need is a new belt.
Слушайте и повторяйте. Можно вам помочь?
Can I help you?
Мне нужна новая одежда.
I need new clothes.
Белье.
Underwear.
Новый костюм.
A new suit.
Покажите мне.
Show me.
Я ношу размер.
I wear size.
В это время.
At this time.
Можно примерить?
Can I try them on?
Они идут как раз.
They fit perfectly.
Для перевода с русского «мне нужен галстук», «ему нужна рубашка» и так далее в английском употребляется выражение.
I need something. He needs something.
Обратите внимание на порядок слов. Слушайте и повторяйте.
I need a new suit.
He needs a pair of shoes.
They need a ticket.
В разговорной речи вы часто слышите глагол have плюс инфинитив.
I have to buy a new suit.
She has to take a trip.
You have to turn left here.
Хороший, лучший, самый лучший, наилучший.
Good, better, best.
Sometimes things are good, but not good enough. You want something better. You say to the clerk in the store, I have to buy a present for my boss. I need something better. Is this your best quality?
Слушайте и повторяйте следующие предметы женской одежды. Основные цвета.
Basic colors.
Желтый бюстгальтер.
A yellow bra.
Желтые трусики.
The yellow panties.
Красная сумка.
A red purse.
Белая комбинация.
A white slip.
Голубое платье.
A blue dress.
Зеленая блузка.
A green blouse.
Зеленый носовой платок.
A green handkerchief.
Красная юбка.
A red skirt.
Слушайте и повторяйте. Мужская и женская обувь.
Men's and women's shoes.
Ботинки узкие.
The shoes are narrow.
Они мне тесны.
They are tight.
Ботинки широки.
The shoes are too wide.
Туфли.
Women's shoes.
Сандалии.
Sandals.
Сапоги.
Boots.
Послушайте наш короткий текст.
Marina wants to buy new clothes to go to the party at Tina's house. She goes to the shoe store and she tries on many pairs of shoes. Some are too narrow, and so they are too tight. Others are too wide. Finally, she buys a pair that fit her well. At the department store, a salesman waits on her. He shows her green, yellow, and black skirts. Marina buys a permanent press skirt and a polyester blouse. She always likes to wear a red blouse. When she goes to the party, she sees that Tina is wearing the exact same skirt and blouse.
Слушайте и повторяйте.
I want something in wool.
I want something in silk.
I want something in cotton.
I want something in nylon.
I want something in denim.
I want something in leather.
I want something in suede.
Do you want to measure me?
I would like something of a better quality.
Do you have something handmade?
It is too big.
It is too small.
It is too short.
I don't like the color orange.
Урок номер 17. Продовольственные магазины.
Lesson number 17. Grocery stores.
Весы и размеры.
Weights and measures.
Слушайте и повторяйте. Молочные продукты.
A dairy store.
Продовольственный магазин.
A produce store.
Булочная.
A bakery.
Мясо.
A meat market.
Рыба.
A fish store.
Кондитерская.
A pastry shop.
Алкогольные напитки.
A liquor store.
Конфеты.
A candy store.
Кафе-мороженое.
An ice cream parlor.
Задавать вопросы.
To ask questions.
Русское выражение «задать вопрос» переводится в английском словами
to ask a question.
Обратите внимание на порядок слов. Наш сын задает нам вопрос.
Our son asks us a question.
Я задаю полицейскому вопрос.
I ask the policeman a question.
Переведите следующее предложение на английский. Я задаю Мэри вопрос.
I ask Mary a question.
Они мне задают глупый вопрос.
They ask me a stupid question.
Туристы нам задают много вопросов.
The tourists ask us many questions.
Вы мне задаете трудный вопрос?
You ask me a difficult question.
Мы задаем гиду вопрос.
We ask the guide a question.
Слишком много вопросов.
Too many questions.
I would like to ask you a question.
Where can I buy milk?
They sell milk in the dairy store on the corner.
And if I need vegetables and fruit, where do I go?
To the vegetable store.
And if I want meat and bread?
To the meat market and the bakery.
How about fish and candy?
You have to go to the fish store and the candy shop.
And where do I go if I want cake?
Well, you must go to the pastry shop to buy cake, pies, and cookies.
And where can I get ice cream or wine?
At the ice cream parlor and the liquor store. But if you want, you can do all your shopping at the supermarket.
Слушайте и повторяйте. Где можно купить молоко?
Where can I buy milk?
Овощи.
Vegetables.
Фрукты.
Fruit.
Мясо.
Meat.
Хлеб.
Bread.
Рыбу.
Fish.
Конфеты.
Candy.
Торт.
A cake.
Пироги.
Pies.
Мороженое.
Ice cream.
Вино.
Wine.
Английский глагол get имеет целый ряд значений. Например, получать, доставать, иметь, должен и так далее.
To get. I get. He gets. She gets. We get. You get. They get.
Слушайте и повторяйте.
We have to get ready now.
She went to the store to get some bread.
The children get dirty when they play.
You get presents on your birthday.
They get out of the taxi.
Как добраться до булочной? Слушайте и повторяйте.
Go straight ahead past the ice cream parlor.
Continue until you pass the liquor store.
Turn right and then turn left.
The bakery will be on your left.
If you pass the dairy products, you have gone too far.
Слушайте и повторяйте.
A dozen.
Half a dozen.
A pound of.
Half a pound of.
A quarter of a pound of.
A gallon of.
I would like.
How much does this weigh?
How much per dozen?
How much does this cost?
That is too much.
В продовольственном магазине.
At the grocery store.
Мыло.
Soap.
Полдюжины лимонов.
A half dozen lemons.
Растворимый кофе.
Instant coffee.
Консервированные овощи.
Canned vegetables.
Рулон туалетной бумаги.
A roll of toilet paper.
Пакет сахара.
A bag of sugar.
Вишни.
Cherries.
Дюжина яиц.
A dozen eggs.
Полфунта вишни.
A half pound of cherries.
Коробка печенья.
A box of cookies.
Литр молока.
A quart of milk.
Гастроном, супермаркет. В каждом американском городе и городке, в селе и иногда в деревне есть большой гастроном. Они обычно открыты круглые сутки, поэтому вы можете купить молоко и все на завтрак в 3 часа ночи. В этих магазинах есть специальные отделы: рыба, мясо, молочные продукты, овощи и фрукты и так далее. Но некоторые любят старый стиль, когда фермеры привозят свои продукты в город на рынок. Здесь самые свежие и вкусные овощи и фрукты. Давайте поедем на рынок.
The farmer's market.
Конечно, иногда более удобно поговорить с людьми, познакомиться с местными жителями. Все это можно сделать на рынке. Но, к сожалению, в нашем городе рынок открыт только по средам и по субботам. Что делать?
We can find rolls and bread at the bakery.
They sell ham at the meat market.
If we need fresh strawberries, we can go to the vegetable store.
They sell whipped cream at the dairy.
If we want lobster, we can buy it at the fish store.
Урок номер 18. Аптека.
Lesson number 18. The drugstore.
Слушайте и повторяйте. В аптеке.
At the drugstore.
Фен.
A blow dryer.
Расческа.
A comb.
Cold cream. Крем для кожи.
Cold cream.
Лак для ногтей.
Nail polish.
Щетка.
A hairbrush.
Коробка салфеток.
A box of tissues.
Зубная щетка.
A toothbrush.
Зеркало.
A mirror.
Зубная паста.
Toothpaste.
Губная помада.
Lipstick.
Лак для волос.
Hairspray.
Румяна.
Blush.
Маскара.
Mascara.
Ацетон.
Nail polish remover.
Чтобы продолжить эту программу, поставьте следующую кассету.